You're listening to Northeast Indiana Now, your local podcast devoted to news and information from our corner of Indiana and elsewhere around the state. It's Tuesday, December 23rd, and I'm Brianna Barrow. Here's what's going on today. The Allen County Sheriff's Department surprised a local elementary school with a donation of more than 600 stuffed animals ahead of the holiday break. Students at Aspen Meadow Elementary School got to pick out a toy to take home at the end of the day. WBOI's Ella Abbott has the story.
All right, boys and girls, I have a surprise. The Allen County Sheriff's Department donated a stuffed animal to every student in our school to take home.
I'm Officer Kyle Gator. I'm one of the high school SROs over at Carroll High School.
Hello, how are you guys?
The Sheriff's Department was lucky enough to get a bunch of donations of stuffed animals. They had asked me if I felt like I had a good school that we could donate those to, or multiple schools. And with this school specifically, we have a lot of kids who come from a lot of different wide socioeconomic backgrounds. So I felt like this would be a great opportunity for them going into the Christmas holiday season to have a free stuffed animal and get to pick one out and go home with that.
I found the perfect one.
Pokemon?
Bill Toller, Assistant Superintendent. The Allen County Sheriff's Department is such a huge support for our school district in many ways, and today is just one of those opportunities to see the joy in kids' faces as they do something fun and give back to our kids.
Are we going to give the sheriff a nice big hug?
Yes!
Oh, give them a big old hug.
And they just do a great job here. The kids are happy to see us, the staff are happy to see us, and it makes it awesome to come here. That's what makes being an SRO great, is getting to see the kids, work with them, just make them happy, get to talk to them, and have a positive impact on their lives.
Eight Republican attorneys general, including Todd Rokita, issued a rare rebuke of Donald Trump over the president's executive order to accelerate the reclassification of marijuana. The White House wants to make it a Schedule III drug on the same level as ketamine and anabolic steroids. Marijuana would still be a controlled substance, but with recognized medical benefits. The attorneys general wrote in a statement that the science surrounding marijuana properly establishes it as a Schedule I drug. That's a class reserved for substances which cannot be used safely and have high potential for abuse. But experts say rescheduling marijuana won't make it more accessible as a recreational drug. Ken Mackey is a professor of neuroscience at Indiana University and a cannabis expert. He says research shows marijuana is an effective treatment for chronic pain, and that reclassifying it will make it much easier for scientists to study.
It's not saying that it's harmless. It's putting a more realistic measure of the risk.
Rokita's office did not respond to a request for comment. Trump's executive order does not immediately change existing restrictions, but directs the U.S. Attorney General to expedite the process. Hoosiers are facing foreclosures at increasing rates. WFYI's Jeremy Rubin has data showing that the problem isn't just in big cities.
A new report from Adam, a property data company, shows that Indiana has one of the worst foreclosure rates in the country. Out of all 50 states, Indiana ranks sixth for the highest number of residents being forced from their homes. Amy Nelson, the executive director of Fair Housing Center of Central Indiana, says that foreclosures across the state are trending back towards pre-COVID numbers.
Very often it's rural or smaller counties, and that tells us that those counties are struggling in equal measure to our urban center.
According to the most recent month of data, Indiana counties that were hardest hit by foreclosures were Martin, Pike, Perry, and Lake counties. I'm Jeremy Rubin.
Father and Son Creatives Rob Snow and Adrian Gunther have joined forces to publish a whimsical picture book with a clever Fort Wayne flair. Here, WBOI's Julia Meek discusses the story of its origins with the pair and how they came together to develop it, along with their own relationship through Rob's belief in the magic of existence.
Adrian Gunther, Rob Snow, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So your brand new, easy-to-read book is out, full of whimsy, wisdom, and a host of local landmarks. A one-sentence setup, please, Rob.
It's a story about a guy who believes that he has invisible feathers and all of the repercussions that his existence faces as a result of that statement.
adding those landmarks, and I mean they are everywhere. Why was that important?
Well, he gave me full creative control, and I decided to tell a story within, using his words, but my pictures. I wanted to tell multiple stories at the same time.
And the bigger story running parallel with and throughout this one is you, biological father and son,
yes,
and hadn't seen each other how many years?
I would say for at least 25 years or more.
Okay.
I say 50. I mean, in terms of like really becoming father and son.
You had lived different lives, different universes all at the same time. Meanwhile, what was the catalyst for it happening at all?
Art. I started making art and I texted them to him. I got the feedback. We met up and then we started meeting every 40 days.
Oh my goodness, what a wonderful reason. Now, Rob, how do you feel the story went together once both of you were on board and on his storyboard?
I thought it was fantastic. It was like he had told a whole nother story with the illustrations. I was just amazed at how well he did and the detail and the references.
And of all the wonderful things that are hidden, there is a radio station in there we all know and love. How did that make your list of notables?
Well, the man with invisible feathers has some tough times working, but one of the jobs he did, he sat in your very chair and he hosted a show called Feather Talk. And it's right up his alley because he gets in trouble a lot for talking about his feathers, but he was semi-embraced by the WBOI audience.
And Rob, the magic of existence. Now that is one of your recurring author topics in your own life's path. Where does this, or maybe I should ask, where do you fit in the equation, that magic of existence?
I think this whole book is about magic of existence because at one point you don't really know what is going to happen. And you can either look at it realistically or you can look at it through the eyes of magic and see the possibility of the unknown. And I think that in my belief and in my life, the magic of existence is just knowing the motions and the times of the universe and how they come together and how people get along and the way we react to one another as a people. I believe all of those are reflected in this story.
Adrian, what about you? Make sense what he just said?
Yeah, I think he just explained what I've learned of him in a nutshell. This man moves with the universe. He's in sync with the stars. I've learned a lot from that because I'm kind of just sitting here an earthling and in a universe. And yeah, I'll watch Star Trek, but this guy, he feels which way gravity's pulling him or something. So thank you for that, bringing that to my life.
Yeah, thank you for all of us.
The most important thing is that people need to be good to each other. And you never know what kind of magic is within each of us.
Adrian Gunter is illustrator of his father Rob Snow's easy-to-read kids book, The Man with Invisible Feathers. Thank you for sharing this story within its other story, guys. Congratulations on both. Many blessings.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Find the extended version of this conversation at WBOI.org. Thank you for joining us today. You can find these stories and more at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app.